If a bull were attacked by a lion, it would defend us fiercely. Fear would have been forgotten long before the battle began. Nothing else matters when confronting a violent end. Not even time is affected, only the instinct for survival. In making the will of nature our own, we must accept the challenge. For it offers itself freely to the decrees of eternal fate. The trials we endure will introduce us to our strengths. Nothing can truly be taken from us. There is nothing to lose. The two resources which are greatest of all attend us wherever we stir. Nature, which is universal, and virtue, which is our own. Such was the design of whatever force fashioned the universe. Whether omnipotent God or impersonal reason with its nexus of interrelated causes. If you remove me to the bridge of piles and set me among the destitute, I will not despise myself because I have to stretch out my hand for arms. The assaults of adversity do not affect my spirit. All adversity I regard as exercise. That which does not destroy me will only make me stronger. Valor forged by desperation is sharpest. Every pleasure saves its most agreeable scene to the end. No new fashion of hardship will confront me. My salvation began when I learned to live as nature commands. Self-reliance is the road to happiness. But achievement may be impeded by forces outside of man's control. The world is ordered throughout by the will of God. Lead me thou, O Zeus, unto the place where you have stationed me. Let me follow the truth that I may face death without fear. All life is bondage. We must grasp whatever good lies within our reach. Sorrow is never so great that it can destroy the hope of one more day. The days of our present come one by one, and each day is a stage for life. Slight is the portion of life we live, in anticipation of tomorrow we lose today. Don't lose the day in expectation of the night, or the night in fear of the dawn. It is better to conquer our fear, for once submitted to